You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It is a glorious time.
Yes, it is.
Here in the Dog Bowl in Berea as we welcome in friend of the show, Buckwild Billy Wynn. Billy, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. What's up?
Billy, before we get started, we're having a big debate on the show right now. Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm. By the way, former Browns tight end Jordan Cameron tweeting, favoriting my tweet. He's 100% Curb, so put that one, another one. Score another one for the good guys.
Where's Jordan at?
In New Orleans. Miami. Miami. Maybe he's in Miami.
Miami. That's right, Miami. Oh, so he went from L.A. to Miami.
It's not bad.
It's a big move.
Rough life.
Rough life
for sure. It's similar to your Las Vegas to Cleveland move.
Yeah.
From Omnia to Barley House.
Omnia to Barley House, that's true.
So how has the offseason been?
Joel Orvik's out there somewhere clubbing it up. He's probably with Jordan right now.
How's the offseason been?
Offseason's been good. It's been really good. You know, I just got back a couple weeks ago, so I've just been training and getting my body into the best shape that I can so I can get ready to come out and hopefully win a championship.
You're looking lean, man.
I am looking lean.
You are?
Lean, mean, grilling machine. I do have a George Foreman. I've just been...
I only like it for chicken.
I just felt that I needed to lose some weight just so I can prevent injuries, and I needed a stronger core because I was checking myself out wearing those white jerseys in the game, and I didn't look very good. So I was like, oh, that's somebody's husband right there.
Have you talked to
Dante? No, I can't do that.
Have you talked to Dante Whitner? Who saw the new uniforms yesterday? Have you heard anything on that front?
So Whitner gets to see them and we don't. Is that how they do us up here in the booth?
Okay. No, he was doing. I haven't seen them. I guess there was a Nike photo shoot yesterday.
I have not seen them. They're supposed to be releasing the 14th or whatever.
14th of April.
Are you excited about
good
that?
Luck.
Yeah, because the following day is my birthday.
Oh,
so
sweet!
April 15th.
We may be at Barley House. I don't know.
We might
I don't
be.
I don't know what we're doing.
Something good.
Hong Kong Spa. We'll just go get massages.
So what has been the highlight of your offseason thus far?
Just getting home and seeing my niece. You know, I just met her for the first time, and it's been a year. So, like, it was awesome. Sorry, I was putting that water bottle.
That's okay.
It was just nice to get home and see my niece. I haven't seen her, you know, since she was born. I've been up here. So getting home and seeing her and her looking at me like, who is this guy? You know, looking at my brother, like, looking at me. We look the same. We both have a mohawk.
You both have mohawk? Oh, yeah.
Both 6'4", so, you know. It was just nice to see her and my family and see how well they're doing. I bought a car. I bought a 72 Chevelle.
Really?
Nice. I did.
Okay.
I got to sell the Mustang now.
My first.
So if anybody wants it.
My first car was a 73 Chevy Nova.
Shoot me a snap or a DM.
Back in the day. You liked it? You got it all?
I like the Novas. My car guy actually out there, he's got a Cuda. He's got a 70 Cuda. You know, so he's got all kinds of muscle cars out there.
It's not ready for the Cleveland weather yet, though, right?
No, it's staying out there. There's no way I'm bringing that car out here.
No, I wouldn't recommend that.
Gray, black stripes, potholes. See, that potholes alone, you know, there's...
Dual exhaust, what engine's in it?
383. Kept it real simple. I want people to see it, not...
Hear it?
Yeah.
From a mile away? You can't. That can happen with those cars.
Yeah, definitely can. What are you guys doing? Like, what's going on? Who is this guy next to me?
That's Andrew Gribble. That's Browns senior staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com.
We're sitting with Andrew Gribble right now.
We are.
In the booth.
That's right. Are you going to interview Gribble, or do you want him to interview you?
I'll ask you a question.
Okay, Gribble. Okay, go ahead. You go first, and then
right.
I go.
What did you do to maybe take some of the weight down? Any different exercises?
Okay,
anything
he's
using?
Asking some pretty serious questions right now.
Yeah, he wants to give away the secrets.
Gosh. You know, I jumped into Pilates and yoga, trying to work on my hip activation and mobility and whatnot. Lot of it, I just changed my diet. You know, everybody tries to go and, I'm going to do 100 hours in the gym. No, it's not about that. You know, if you change your diet, you get rid of all the fried foods and fast foods. And actually did a blood culture test to see what foods are best for my body.
Like the thing like Coach Pett did?
Test.
Did you do that same thing? The Melman?
Yeah. Yes.
You're Melman? You're Melman.
I did. I went out to Vegas and had one of those done. So I mean, I got things like cauliflower in my diet.
Yeah.
Just things that are like certain red meats red meats and all kinds of stuff for my body that my body's going to accept better than other foods. So I was like,
it makes sense.
Carlos got me hooked on it. Carlos
yeah,
was like,
it's worth the investment, though. If it can, if it can,
your body is your livelihood.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
And you have a, you get the end of this season, you know, you're going to have
an opportunity
to get
too for you.
Yeah.
To get a big contract. I want to see Buckwild get paid.
I want to stay here and play. I mean, we got to see what's going on.
Got to see what's going on. That's right.
I mean, you know, it'd be nice to stay, but, you know, it's it's in the cards, it's in the cards. If not, you know, I would love to stay here. I mean, I love this fan base, and I love playing here. And
well, we want you here.
I know you do, because who else is going to come to the booth and talk about some of the things we talk about?
That's right.
Off air. Like, who's going to do that?
Nobody else. Nobody else on this team. All right, Andrew gave you his question. You had a question for Andrew. You wanted to interview
him. I don't have a question for Andrew. What are those glasses? What are they?
Let me look.
He's wearing Armani glasses right now. If you
Burberry.
Burberry. I was way off.
Burberry, yeah.
He's got classy. Burberry glasses. You know, I was at Pearle Vision the other day. Those Burberry glasses are about $350.
It's a senior staff writer.
I've got money, but I'm not going to go and pay $350 for a pair of Burberry glasses. I'm sorry. They're going to get broken anyway.
When you're as blind as me, you make the investment.
You make the investment. It's your eyesight. I say, Gribbs, we got to get him on LASIK. Best thing I ever did was LASIK.
Not happening.
Now you're too afraid?
I'm very afraid.
We need to get him the Barley House. That's what
we need. That's right. Yeah, we will. We'll get him up here. Get him ready to go.
Barley House.
We'll get him ready to go. So defensive line, Randy Starks comes in. You guys, what do you think about that? What do you think of the move on the D-line and everybody you guys got ready to go there?
I think it's great. You know, as long as we just need that depth. I mean, we've had some injuries in the past. So, I mean, just the more depth that we have, it's going to help us in the long run, you know, with guys going down. And because injuries are a part of the game. They're a part of what's going to happen in this sport. So, you know, the more depth you have, you know, the more, you know, consistent you can
be. They can have a rotation. Everybody can stay fresh. Don't have to get gas out there. Although, with you looking as lean as you are, I feel like you're ready to go 75 snaps.
I'm ready to go put on my Dwight Howard cape and my thick black glasses.
So there was an article that was written about the top five basketball players on the Browns. I noticed you were not amongst them. Do you take offense to that?
Yeah, I was a wrestler.
You're a wrestler. So you were not a basketball player.
I didn't have time to play basketball.
You're a wrestler.
I can dunk, but like I was a wrestler.
You can still dunk?
Yeah.
No problem.
No problem.
Markievicz Mingo threatened to dunk on both me and Wilhelm.
Oh, well, you should probably believe him. I mean,
I'm going to believe him.
I would dunk on Mingo, though, so it's not.
Just back him down in the block.
I don't think Mingo will not dunk on me. I think Domingo might be the best dunker on the team.
I'm getting flagrant, too. If he tries to dunk on me,
he's going
down.
He's going down. Yeah.
There's no way. Say like LeBron or any of those guys, they're getting the flagrant foul.
They're going down.
There's no way I'm allowing anyone to dunk on me.
No one will add that to the resume that they dunked on Billy Winn.
Never. I'm not getting posterized.
No. That's not happening. That's not happening. So it's been a good offseason for you.
Yeah.
Vegas was good.
Vegas was really good. You know, just family time.
Is it hard to keep a residence in Vegas?
Do you live in Henderson?
I'm probably 5 minutes from Henderson.
Okay.
15 minutes from the Strip.
Gotcha.
Like I can see my parents kind of live up on a hill, so I can see the Strip from their front yard.
All right. What's your favorite restaurant to eat at in Vegas?
Oh, that's rough.
How often do you go? Like, do you,
you
go
know
to the Strip?
What? As crappy as this hotel has turned into, you know, this used to be the spot when I was a kid. Circus. We went to actually my buddy Kenny. He owns the Suds on Bagley Road, right next to the Powerhouse Gym. A little fun fact.
Okay.
Fun fact on air.
Okay.
He owns that place over there, and he came into town, and he hit me up. He was like, hey, we're in town. You know, let's go grab something to eat. I was like, cool. You know, so we went over to Circus. You guys know how fun Circus used to be, Fright Dome, all that stuff. You probably have no idea because you guys are from here. we were there.
I'll take your word for it.
You just drive by and look at Circus.
Huge, you have a very big smile on your face.
It's a huge amusement park. It's like an indoor roller coasters. And it's Cedar Point with a dome on it.
Okay.
That's pretty sweet.
And it's got all this arcade stuff. Sorry. Whoa. Sorry. Edit that out, please. 3, 2, 1.
And go.
It's an amusement park. It's got like an arcade and stuff all around it. And it's inside of a dome. You know, it's too hot to have that stuff in Vegas because we'll be passing out on rides. But, I mean, there's a steakhouse like in this hotel, though, at Circus.
And that's your favorite steakhouse
in
Vegas?
It's called The Steakhouse.
Simple,
yeah,
straightforward.
About $150 a person, but it was it's so good.
Is it still there right now?
Yeah, it is. It's in a rundown area.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like it's still there.
I like it. How's the golf game?
Terrible as usual.
Yeah, I haven't been playing much.
I played when I was out there. I think I shot like a 130, but
yeah, you got your money.
No, dozen Pro V1s.
No, I shot a 98, but it was a long 98, man. I feel like I was there all day.
it can be long. Yeah. What's your number one goal for you this year?
Just to be as productive as I can and to be a better teammate.
A better teammate.
Yeah, I feel like there's some guys on the team that I don't really.
I feel like you're the easiest guy to approach in the whole locker room.
Yeah, but that may be the case, but I feel like there's some guys on the team that I didn't quite build the relationship that I wanted to with them. So those are the, some of the things I'm going to work
on. Is that
on?
Is that strictly on the defensive side or the entire team in general? Because I know sometimes there's you spend so much time on the defense, you know, with your defensive, you know, teammates that there's organically, you know, a void with you in the offense as well.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm pretty tight with the offensive line. I've got that relationship set. I don't need to talk to those guys at all this year. But no, but I mean, there's some of the skill guys I'd like to spend time with and talk to, get to know a little bit. You know, Travis Benjamin. I've talked to him a few times, but he's one of those guys where I don't understand a word he's saying. So, being a Florida kid, there's definitely some relationships that I want to work out in that locker room, and I just really want to get to know my teammates. You know, if I'm going to be here for another 4 or 5 years, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
it may
absolutely.
Be,
yes,
I want to know the guys that I'm going to play with.
Who's your best friend on the team, if you had to say?
Craig Robertson. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Craig.
But you never know. It could be a Travis Benjamin.
Could it?
Could it? Potentially Travis Benjamin being my best friend.
So Craig's on the hot seat then.
Craig's.
He could be replaced just that easily.
Craig's already replaced me with his beautiful daughter, so, you know, but that's okay.
Uncle Billy's
probably. Kids are the trump card, though.
I haven't met her yet.
Oh, no.
No.
Soon, though.
Uncle Bill.
I imagine.
Uncle Bronco Bill. He's gonna hate me if he hears that I just said that on air. He's gonna be so upset. it's like a rookie thing. Like we go out and Bronco Bill would come out. You don't want to see that.
You don't want to see that anymore.
Bronco Bill was like Frank the Tank.
Yeah, I was just
gonna
say
imagine,
that.
I could imagine Bronco Bill was like Frank the Tank.
Bronco Bill was something else, man. He's long gone though.
He's so, like
yeah.
As you're maturing, that's good.
Yeah, it comes out every once in a while.
Every now, yeah. Special occasions.
Hey.
Hello.
The shiner.
Twice a year.
He's shining. He's kind of popping.
You know what's
in.
Funny? Yeah. There, and I'm sure there's times where Bronco Bill can come out and you just kind of have to force him back into his place.
I have to, man. He tries. So we're in Vegas. You know, we're out with your friends. You're drinking. We're out at various places, I will not say. We're out. We're all having a good time. And he kept trying to, like, sneak out. I could just feel my skin, like, itching. I was just like, no. Go back in your cage. So, you know, I sat there.
Who won? Who won that internal struggle?
He won. He won. He came out. He's standing on top of tables. He's on top of the bar.
So hard.
He's on top of the bar at McFadden's.
Spraying bottles.
I was like, oh, no. So McFadden's is just like, it's like this Irish pub out there, but nightly they probably bring in 500-600 people a night.
Okay.
We're in there and we're on the bar. And there's this midget. I don't want to say midget. He's
a little person.
Vertically,
he's a little person.
Vertically,
I don't like to say midget.
Vertically challenged.
Little person,
he's a vertically challenged guy. Coolest guy ever. He's in there, you know, pouring drinks from the bar. So I pick him up, and he's giving me like, he's like pouring drinks on me. I was just like, oh my god, this is not good.
That's Bronco Bill.
Bronco Bill came out immediately.
How could he not?
How could he not? That's his environment.
That guy was my best friend for the night. Like we sat there and we drank for, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours.
And then you got up and worked out and kept yourself looking fit.
I went home and chugged a gallon of water, went to sleep, woke up.
2 p.m., 3 p.m. the next day?
Oh, yeah. Easily. It's better to work out, you know, later on in the
afternoon.
Absolutely. That's when people are at the gym.
That's when
everyone gets off of work and everybody goes straight to the gym. So I'm at Las Vegas Athletic Club.
Yeah, you want to go there and you have a good workout.
People
watching. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
So many people.
They do call it Sin City after all. They're in Las Vegas. So I like it. So you got your in looking good shape. Is that new ink? You got some new ink as well?
I do. I got this sleeve here. I got one more session for color and then I'm done.
What's the symbolism there?
You know, I've got some Native American in me and think about this.
What tribe?
Cherokee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a 32nd Chippewa.
So you get paid for that. I can't get paid.
I don't get paid. I've never gotten anything from it other than like.
I think you have
I got
just,
a sweet dream catcher.
So do I.
It's
I got
awesome.
One that sits right above my bed. My grandfather made it. I don't have enough in me to go and just like hang out on a reservation. They're gonna ask for my card and I don't have one. So bye, kid. Like, you kick me out.
Well, listen, it is always great to have you in here. Always
we're
entertaining.
Done?
We're out of time, apparently. The music's playing in our ears. They're giving us the playoff Oscars music.
Cut the music. We're not done talking
We're not
yet.
Done, Gibbs.
It's 2:52.
Gibbs, hold on. How you feel about, you know, this team's come
Did
under fire
music?
A little bit. Yeah, he's cutting the music.
Okay, because I don't have the on.
How do you feel about just kind of the direction of everything going on right here, right now?
I think it's great. You know, our foundation's been set on defense, you know. Obviously, we have a new offensive coordinator on the offensive side. But I have faith in this guy to know he's going to get the job done. You know, I have that gut feeling about him. But the foundation's been set on defense. You know, we can only go up from here, and I think that's the direction we're headed.
Buck Wild, Billy Wynn,
Yeehaw.
Uncle Bronco Bill.
Uncle Bronco Bill.
Always good to be with you, man. Welcome back to the. We got to hang out. We got to hit the links one of these days.
Wait, the actual golf course, the links, or like
no, just
like an actual
any golf course.
I was gonna say because the links isn't very good. We need to go somewhere
any golf course.
Cool.
All right, we'll do it. We'll get some Chipotle. We'll play a little golf.
Chipotle.
It'll be fantastic.
Jordan Cameron over here. Grab Paul Krueger and we'll go hit the links. Yeah, I got it. I'm down.
All right, man. Good to be with you. Welcome back to town. Congrats on the new car, the new ink,
the new physique. The new body.
He's ready to go, man.
The new beach body.
Yeah, the beach body by Bronco Bill, ladies and gentlemen. That'll be a DVD coming to you soon in the fitness department.
No, there will not. Maybe a calendar.
I want to thank everybody who was correct in asserting that Curb Your Enthusiasm is the greatest comedy of all time. For those of you who said Seinfeld, congratulations on Ignorance is Bliss. For Matt Wilhelm, for the Gribbs, Andrew Gribble, Buck Wild,
the Gribble,
Billy Wynn.
Gribble.
I'm Nathan Segura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
We'll see ya.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.